I'm walking in what was Swifton Commons, now Jordan Crossing. It's in need of a lot of attention. The concrete sidewalks are cracked, the shrubbery is overgrown, the paint on the benches is peeling off, and only about a dozen stores remain open. But this property could breathe new life into Bond Hill. Port Authority Vice President of Real Estate Development Darren Hall has a good idea how to do that. He was successful in Atlanta in a similar role doing deals the market didn't want to do.
So say that it needs to be demolished and the market developer would not do it and you would find lower quality stores than what the neighborhood wants. We are prepared to be creative in how we structure and how we work with communities to get real vibrant development that is good for communities.
That could include sit-down restaurants, upscale shopping, a hotel, and possibly even a grocery store. The Port Authority is in negotiation to buy the property from the Allen Temple Real Estate Foundation and could close the deal by July. The church would remain on the property. The Port Authority's Deborah Robb says this would be the latest investment in Bond Hill.
In the past 5 to 7 years, there's been over almost $300 million in investment. There's Eurostampa, there's Graders, there's Lynx Unlimited.
The University of Cincinnati Economics Center is doing a market study on the mall property, providing data to developers and businesses. Initial findings are due out in November. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.